to sacrifice the very thing that he loved the most. Go sacrifice your son, your only son, the son of promise, Isaac. Genesis 2:22 says it just like this. He said, take now your son, your only son who you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you. However, watch this. Here's the promise that preceded the instruction. There was a promise that preceded his instruction to go and sacrifice his son. Genesis 17:5 says this, no longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you the father of many nations. Look, the decision of sacrifice was predicated upon the foundation of a promise. Here's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying. Abraham said, he's saying that if God can take a 100-year-old man and an 85-year-old dead womb and cause a child to be birthed, of course, if he could resurrect a womb and resurrect an old man and cause him and them to have a child, surely if I sacrifice my son, he'll be able to resurrect him too. Amen. I don't know the conversation that Abraham had with God, but he said that it was a three-day journey between God's instruction and the mountain called Moriah, and somewhere between Beersheba in the south where he was living to Jerusalem, there was a three-day journey, and I'm sure Abraham had a conversation with God. But when he got to Moriah and he told his young men, his servants, he said, y'all hold my mule for a minute. Me and my son is going up on the mountain to worship God. Amen. And we will return. See, so somewhere between home and the mountain, it had been solidified in his spirit that God was going to raise his son and bring them back down the mountain. Well, y'all heard enough about Abraham. What about Moses? Moses was told to leave his family in Midian and go to Egypt. He was instructed to leave in order to lead. Amen. God's instruction after Moses met God on Mount Sinai was go back to where you were running from. Go back to Egypt and lead my people out. Go tell Pharaoh to let my people go. And then once in the wilderness, leading the people as a father would his family with a pillar of fire by night and a cloud by day, God informs Moses to strike a rock to provide water for a thirsty people. Yet many times in the journey of fatherhood that the very thing we may have to do doesn't make any sense. However, obedience is better than sacrifice. And as we obey God, what appears to be a sacrifice many times turns out to be a blessing. Testing times, doing times of obedience builds character. And obedience to God is not easy, but challenging. Hence, there's some difficult decisions that got to be made. Amen. Look, next thing is there will be numerous challenges along the journey. Are y'all still with me? Life does not always work out according to our plans. Amen. My father and my mother gave me wise counsel at 19 years old. I went home from school and college and said, Mama or Daddy, I went to Daddy first. Daddy, I'm going to get married. He said, boy, don't do it. Wait till you graduate from college. If she loves you, she'll wait on you. I got it. I can handle it. I left Cleveland and went to Greensboro, saw my mom, told my mom, I'm going to get married. She said, boy, don't do it. She said, wait. If she loves you, she'll wait on you. I said, no, Mama, I got it. So I gone back down to Florida, go to Miami, go to the courthouse and get married. And and all of the wise counsel that they gave me did not prepare me for what was next. It didn't work out according to my plans. I had plans. I was grown. I was almost 21. I was living on my own. I was in college doing my thing. I thought I could handle life because he put me on a, look, this is why I thought I was grown. My daddy put me on a plane at 17 years old, sent me down to Tallahassee, Florida, and told me to go on and get yourself registered and tell, just send me the bill when they tell you how much it costs. He ain't get me in no dorm. He ain't help me get on campus. He just said, go on down there and handle it. I thought I was grown. Look, I'm going to go on and tell you. I think I may have said this in Bible study a couple times, but the whole church going to get it this morning. I got married and started having difficulties, trials and challenges and struggles, and I had to make some difficult decisions, and I called my father and said, Daddy, rent due, car note due, tuition due. He said, hold it, son. He said, I could have took care of you, but I'm not going to take care of y'all. I love you. Watch this. I love you. Read your Bible. Click.